Hi, my name is Gil Binnenbaum, and I'm a pediatric ophthalmologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about a study we recently published in JAMA Ophthalmology about vaccinations and retinal hemorrhage. The background for this study was that vaccinations have been proposed at times as an alternative cause of retinal hemorrhages in children that are being evaluated for child abuse. And we wanted to know whether vaccinations do indeed cause or are associated with retinal hemorrhage, because this would obviously affect the interpretation of ocular findings in young children being evaluated for child abuse. We reasoned that if vaccinations caused retinal hemorrhage, then when we looked in the eyes of children at the age that they're getting vaccinations, in the first 2 years of life, which are also the age at which children are most commonly having abusive head trauma done to them, that we would see retinal hemorrhages commonly if vaccinations cause retinal hemorrhages. And we also thought that if vaccinations cause retinal hemorrhage, then we'll see a temporal association, a time association between the actual vaccination injection and retinal hemorrhages. So what we did was a retrospective study where we looked at over 5,000 outpatient children that were having eye examinations for a variety of causes, eye crossing, red eyes, tear duct obstruction, etc., at our hospital. Again, these are outpatients and not inpatients. And we looked at the incidence of retinal hemorrhage in these children who were at an age where they're getting vaccinations. And then we secondarily looked at a subset of these children whose vaccination records we had easy access to because their primary care provider was part of our primary care network. And that group of patients was about 2,200 children. And what we found was the incidence of retinal hemorrhage in the group of 5,000 patients was 9 children. And all 9 of these children had actually been seen previously as inpatients and been diagnosed with abusive head trauma based upon non-ocular findings, meaning bruises, fractures. They had other signs of trauma, and there was an unambiguous diagnosis of child abuse. And there were no other children with retinal hemorrhage in the study. So the incidence was about 0.17%, very low. Amongst the children that had vaccination records, there was no association between retinal hemorrhages in those children and having had a vaccination in the prior week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. So based upon these findings, we concluded that retinal hemorrhages are not caused by vaccinations, because retinal hemorrhages are very uncommon in young children at the age they're getting vaccinations, and there was no temporal association between vaccinations and retinal hemorrhage. And so I think the important take-home messages from this study are, first of all, that vaccinations don't cause retinal hemorrhage, that vaccinations shouldn't be accepted as a potential cause of retinal hemorrhage in children that are being evaluated for child abuse, and probably most importantly, ophthalmologists, whether they're comprehensive ophthalmologists or pediatric ophthalmologists or and optometrists, who are seeing children that are under the age of 2 and who note an incidental retinal hemorrhage in a child older than about a month. And I say a month because about a third of us are born with retinal hemorrhages, which clear in the first few weeks of life. But after about a month or so, they're mostly all cleared. So if you notice an incidental retinal hemorrhage in, let's say, a 6-month-old or a 1-year-old or a 1.5-year-old in a child that's presenting to your outpatient clinic for a red eye or some other cause, then you should consider strongly a child abuse evaluation if there isn't some other obvious cause from the hemorrhage, such as a recent intraocular surgery or some other known trauma, because retinal hemorrhages are very uncommon in young children, unlike in adults where we'll see them from diabetes or hypertension or other causes. We don't see them from those causes in young children. The most likely cause of a retinal hemorrhage, unfortunately, is child abuse. Thank you very much for your time. I hope this was helpful.